Planning for a Biblical Institute. Between the closing of classes for the fall term and the dedication of the new buildings, there would be a 3-week period. What a unique opportunity, reasoned James White, to call the ministers of the denomination together for a training period. The review of September 29, 1874, carried his proposal. He headed it Biblical Institute. It is proposed to hold in Battle Creek, Michigan, about the middle of December next, a series of exercises to be conducted by Elders White, Smith, and others, which the name above given will probably describe it as well as any. The work proposed to be done is to give instruction theoretical and practical in regard to the presentation of the present truth before the people, as teachers' institutes give instruction in regard to the theory and practice of teaching. The object to be accomplished is to aid our preachers in a better preparation for the work of publicly presenting the truth, and to instruct such as may be desirous of it once engaging in that work, who know not how to spend a long time in preparing. The exercises will consist of, say, 2 lectures each day, with reviews and examinations, and the time employed will be about 3 weeks. Ibid, September 29, 1874. He called upon those interested, old or young, to send in word as to their interest. The response was enthusiastic, and 2 weeks later he announced the dates from December 15 until the opening of the new school building, January 4, 1875. The attendance, he commented, will doubtless be large. In a back page note in the review, he could joyfully inform the readers. The work is moving everywhere. We have work for 5 winters that we would like to do in the very next. We are able to accomplish thrice the amount of labor at present that we have been able to do at any time during the past 3 years. And Mrs. White comes from the excessive labors of the past season with better health and courage than at any time in her life. God is good. He helps those who are willing to wear out, and lets those have their way who choose to rest out. Ibid, November 3, 1874.